Isaac Quayne has been good enough to jump on the line. Alan on the road will come to you. Jeremy and Q, I promise we'll get to you as Midday Matters continues straight after Isaac Quayne. But Isaac's available, so let's go straight to the Collingwood Young Gun. Welcome to the program, Isaac. Great to have you on.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
It's a delight. Talk us through the week, if you can. It's been a strange week for you guys last week, and you were so good and yet couldn't get the chocolates. Tell us about your week, how it's been.
Oh, obviously it was a pretty disappointing end to the game on Thursday night, I believe it was. And I mean, we've had 9 days to kind of look over it, review it, and take the learnings from it. And obviously it's been a bit of a long week. I think after games like that, you'd almost rather a six-day turnaround so you can just get straight back into playing football. But well, I think we're really excited for this week, and it's always a good game against GWS. So I'm pretty excited for it, and yeah, it'll be a good contest.
Was it discussed in-house how Brody Grundy's hand-to-ball ruck dominance can be turned better into effective clearances and to scores?
Probably not so much in the team meetings, but I would assume in the stoppage and midfield meetings it would have been talked about a lot, because obviously he's dominating in the ruck at the moment, and he's been, you know, we want to be able to utilise his ability probably more than what we're doing at the moment. So I reckon that'll be definitely something that we'll focus on over the next few weeks, but I obviously haven't been in those meetings, yeah. So can't speak from experience.
Yeah, all us outsiders have got theories as to why he doesn't hit it into space. Have you got your own theory as to what's going on?
Oh, no, to be honest, I don't really. I think it's probably just something that might just improve with time. Like, I think, obviously, we have a very strong midfield, and the connection is there. I think it's just the final piece of the puzzle needs to be found, and we need to just figure it out, and I reckon things will start to fall into place pretty well.
Should they add some quicker midfielders into there? Should they add a bloke by the name of Isaac Quayner in there who looks like he's got the speed and the midfield ability?
Yeah, well, a few boys have actually come up to me and said, oh, what do you think about it? And not necessarily as an actual player, but just as a thought. Well, I'd always love to go into the midfield, but I think at the moment we've got a pretty strong mix at the moment. I think we'll probably stay with that for now. And obviously it hurts going, you know, having Jamie Elliott go down, because that's another really powerful athlete that we lose in that midfield mix. But yeah, I think maybe in years to come, hopefully my name pops up in discussions, and yeah, we'll see.
I can see you in centre bounces in the not too distant future myself. But you're such a good defender at the moment. Your defensive structure, has it changed this season given that the game has changed? Are you finding yourself not being able to play back shoulder as much? You have to play in front a bit more. What has changed, do you think?
Oh, well, I think what I've noticed is a kick mark ratio, a lot of uncontested marks. So it's almost the opposite. Yeah, you've got to be really aggressive with your positioning and ready for little tick leads and the likes of those type of movements by the forward. So, I mean, not much has changed for us, really, because we're a 6v6 defence. So we defend as a back unit, not as a 1v1. So it makes it a little bit more efficient and probably a little bit easier to transition into the style of game, you know, that's going on this year so far.
So do you think we're going to evolve to more of a one-on-one style of defence, or do you think the zone setup is going to just be sort of fine-tuned to the point that the zone can handle it just as well as the zone's been handling it for the last decade?
I think it'll depend on your personnel and you know, what the coach has in mind. But I could imagine it coming to more of a mix between those two. So not really a hard man on, but not really a zone, somewhere in between. So I think that might be where it's trending at the moment, just because of the high amount of uncontested marks that a lot of teams are starting to utilise. So, yeah, it's interesting, definitely.
So where do you set up when there's a centre bounce? Do you set up slightly back shoulder, or are you now playing side by side or slightly in front of some opponents?
I think it depends on the forward structure, personally, for me. Like I like to be probably a little... I like to be able to touch my opponent, like be able to feel it, so I can kind of get a bit of a feel for it. But, you know, different players like to do different things. So there's not really like a set way of doing it that we have at Collingwood. It's kind of just play how you feel comfortable and make sure you get the job done when it's your turn to go.
And fatigue-wise, it seems like you're still full of run, as if the longer game and the fatigue for other players might actually be an advantage to you, who doesn't seem to fatigue and still has plenty of run. How are you shaping up with the fatigue factor being added?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. I think, well, I like to think my aerobic ability is one of my strengths. So, I feel like I've been going pretty well with it. But in saying that, I have been cramping a little bit or starting to feel a bit of a cramp coming on towards the end of the last couple of games. So hopefully I can get that sorted and I'll be sweet being able to finish off a game and continue to bring that run and bounce out of the half-back line.
And I think the club's announced that Bo McCreary will actually make his full debut, not just sit on the bench for the debut, but he'll actually play this week.
Yeah. I think that's been all officially announced to the public, so it's pretty exciting for him. And I think he's put in a mountain of work over the off-season and in the early part of this year. And I'm actually really excited to see what he's going to bring. He's a bit of a live wire. He's one of those blokes, I reckon, who could explode for, you know, 4 or 5 goals on debut. You just really don't know. So I'm excited to actually watch him, to be honest. So it'll be good.
Do you like the extra hard magnifying glass that Collingwood's under, that you're all under when you play for Collingwood?
Well, I guess it's all I know, to be honest. Like, I've grown up a Collingwood fan and I've obviously drafted to Collingwood, so it's kind of all I know in the football world. So I think I'm just used to it by now. And if you just do the right things, usually you can stay out of the spotlight, which is a good thing.
You mentioned you grew up a Collingwood fan. You're part of their next-gen academy. So I understand you didn't really play a lot of footy until about the age of 12. Soccer was an option. Athletics was an option. Was the academy one of the reasons, or how did you get into footy, and was the academy the reason you decided to make that your craft?
Yeah, well, I started playing footy, it would have been when I was probably about 10, I reckon. And it was just really just socially. I was just playing with mates, and I was actually in the second side. Like, I wasn't a crush up player back at that age. So, I mean, it started pretty early. I think the NGA stuff helped, you know, kind of ignite that passion and kind of make me realise that football is a potential career. I think that was probably what helped me, and that probably helped motivate me in regards to the TAC Cup stuff, the Vic Metro and the academy stuff. So it definitely played a role, and I'm pretty grateful for the opportunities I get through it.
And you played with Tom Phillips as a kid too. You were close to Tom Phillips and his family. How did you face that over the off season? Is that just footy club life?
Yeah, well, he's obviously at Beverly Hills. That's my local club and where my brothers play. And he's a Beverly Hills man, and his dad's very involved in the club still. So obviously it's tough to see a familiar face go. But I mean, at the end of the day, that's just football. It's a bit of a business, and I think he was very professional about the way he handled it, and he's actually doing really well at Hawthorn, and it's really good to see him, you know, be doing his thing over there. So I think, you know, in the long run it might work out really well for both parties.
And how is footy club life at Collingwood? There's been a bit of a magnifying glass on their culture. Have you found it? Because you've been a Magpie through and through, grew up a Magpie fan, been part of their next gen academy, so you haven't really known another AFL club culture.
Yeah, I've loved it. Like, I'd have nothing bad to say about the culture currently at the Collingwood Football Club. Like, I love it there. I love the boys there. I feel involved. I feel part of the group, and I feel like I can be myself, which is probably the most important thing. So hopefully that continues to happen, and I guess it translates into my football a little bit as well. You know, you've got a healthy mind, you usually play better on the field. So far, so good.
And leadership, something that you've got in the future? I mean, your initials are IQ. You've got a great footy IQ. Is leadership something that you'll take forward?
Yeah, look, it's definitely something that I aspire to be involved in the future. I mean, you got to kind of do your time a little bit and, you know, earn your stripes. And I think that'll come with the more football I play. Definitely. That's something that I aspire to get involved in.
I hope you can feel the love, Isaac. The Collingwood fans love you. I think footy fans love the way you play as well, even if you're not a Collingwood fan. So I hope you're really feeling that love. It's great to have you involved in AFL footy every weekend. Keep on keeping on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Cheers for having me, guys.
Isaac Quaynor, Collingwood young gun. And what a delight to watch and what a delight to chat to.